And with that, I'm going to invite Pastor Samuel up for our message.
All right. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Wow. Come on. This is an exciting time to be in the body of Christ. What's happening in the spiritual realm is deep. Next week, Prophet Byron will be giving a word to the region. So tell your friends, he has a critical word for the region, and today I have a critical word for the region. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we give you this word. Turn it into the fire of truth. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to speak about the fire of truth today. That wasn't in the script. That just came out. Open your Bibles to Romans chapter 8, verse 15. We're going to continue in our teaching and study of the spirit man. Romans 8, 15. Now, Lord, give us now faith for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Romans 8, 15. And you did not receive the spirit of religious duty, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. But you have received the spirit of full acceptance. Say that with me. The spirit of full acceptance. Let's say that again. The spirit of full acceptance. Enfolding you into the family of God, and you will never feel orphaned. Say that with me. Never feel orphaned. For as he raises up within us, our spirit joins him in saying the words of tender affection, beloved Father, or Abba, Father. Amen. When the spirit of truth meets the baptism of fire in us, it becomes our voice. And what is to be released is the fire of truth. But loved ones, we got to find our voice. The baptism of fire results in this, the spirit of truth setting the tongue of the sons and daughters of truth on fire. And the problem is, right now in this land, there's not enough fire being spoken from our tongue. And that is the job of your spirit. Fire is always started with breath. The wind blowing through our lips. And the spirit of truth spoken blows a mighty wind that burns off all the lies until all that's left is truth. Amen. First in us and then through us. And unfortunately, right now in our cities, in our counties, in our state, in our country, there is too much aftergrowth of lies and not enough fire of truth being spoken to burn it off. Fire is started in the wind of our breath, because it is wind that starts fire. See, the voice of truth must become your voice of truth. The church has words, but it's lost its voice. It's lost the fire in its voice. In our cities, in our states, in our county, because we have not let the truth become our voice outside the walls. Lord, help us. No truth, no fire. Consequently, the Lord showed me this. There is a great end time deception that has grown upon the earth, especially in this nation. It marks the aggressive advance of the father of lies that is now in his full 2 Corinthians 11:14 disguise as an angel of light. He is called Lies in Disguise. And I saw in the heavens that the specific battle that we're entering into is called the battle, is called 2020. It is in the battle of 2020 that believers find themselves at exactly 20 years in the 21st century. It is the battle that will mark this 21st century. Which father will father this nation? Which father will father our state? Which father will father our city? And which father will father our families? There's not enough fire of truth. Because the church needs to find the truth in them and set it on fire. Oh, this is not a new battle. It's a battle of the history of the earth. But it is upon our generation like never before. It's time when truth, it's a time when truth is being replaced with lies like a growing cancer. It's lies in disguise that's advancing. To some of us, it's obvious, but to most of the world, it is not. It's lies in disguise. The Lord kept showing me, it's lies in disguise. When right is wrong and wrong is now a series of lies in disguise being promoted as a truth. These lies in disguise are being promoted and now have been put into laws in our state, forced upon us. And ultimately, the outcome of the battle of 2020 will determine which father will father this ground. I'm not just talking about the election, loved ones, but that's a part of it. I'm speaking far beyond that to the very way of life as we know it. I want to give you a few examples. In this state, in this city, in your cities, in public education, sex education in our schools has become pornography. Did you know that? It teaches and encourages and promotes sex of all kinds outside of marriage between, oh, let me add, a biological man and woman. Gay marriage is now not only legal, it's being forced upon the church to conduct, and it's being forced on everyone to serve. Abortion is now full term and beyond, and mandated in colleges in the next 2 years to give out for free. Now available for schools, for girls without parents' consent. In the black community alone, abortion will make the race of black people in this country extinct in the next 30 to 50 years. No more black people in the next 50 years because of abortion. Now an 8-year-old boy or girl can have regular injections of hormone therapy that allows a misguided parent to force them to enter into a lie to change their gender. Transgender education has formally become the norm in California. In most cities, it's now beginning to be taught at kindergarten. But here's the most dangerous lie. Our English language no longer can define truth and gender. It's the beginning of taking the truth out of our language. It's the beginning of taking the truth out of our language. Gender is only the first step. It's a door that's been opened. The lie in disguise angel's goal is to take truth out of all speech, creating a language that causes public voices to speak lies when simply speaking the English language. That's where it's going. And God is trying to get his church's attention, loved ones. He's using the least likely people to do it and the most crazy things. He uses the foolish things of man, like a president that is so bold to just speak it like it is. He's trying to get the church's attention. Don't you see? a 30-year-old black woman, Candace Owen, a rap artist, Kanye West, and the list goes on, because the church has lost the fire in its voice. You got to find your voice. And the result of the loss of the fire of truth is overgrown lies over the souls of man. Weeds have grown up of lies, compounding lies, compounding lies. And here in California, I saw the land groaning so deeply for truth that it keeps burning with fire to get our attention, because California is groaning for truth again. That's why you see these fires. It's the earth groaning for the sons and daughters of truth to speak fire. Church, when it comes to truth, we must not just think it, we must say it. We must release the fire of truth. The good news is we can win this battle. Yes. All it takes is you and I to find the truth in us and to speak the truth out of us. Boldly speak truth. But you got to find it to speak it. Paul reminds us in this verse that our spirit is to speak. Our spirit is to lead our speech. And I want to teach this lesson, because everything is at stake, loved ones. We've got to find our voice of truth. Because without truth, there's no freedom. Without truth, there's no freedom. And this is an epic battle like we've never seen it. This is not just over-spiritualizing. I have never seen in my lifetime, and you have never seen in your lifetime, such a horrific agenda of lies being forced on the sons and daughters of man. You got to use your voice of truth. I want to get into exactly how we do this. This is so important, loved ones. We have lost our voice. We got to know where to find it. To use our voice of truth, you got to know where to find it. Romans 8:15, you will never feel orphaned, for as he rises up within us, our spirit joins him in saying the words of tender affection. Listen, the Bible teaches us that our spirit has a voice. And we have to go to our spirit to find our voice. The problem is we're trying to find our voice in our flesh. We're trying to find our voice in our mind. We're trying to find our voice in how we feel, but the Bible says where you find your voice of truth, where it'll always find it, is in your spirit. You must understand, your spirit is where you can always find truth to speak, and we are responsible for what we say, loved ones. See, the church has words, but it's lost its voice. That's a fact. It's become irrelevant because it's lost its voice. It's too concerned about offending man that it offends God. Too seeker sensitive for its own good. As old Flip Wilson, I don't know, some of you are probably way too young for Flip Wilson, but he used to always say, "The devil made me do it." That's a lie. The devil doesn't make you do it. You do it to yourself. You got to find your voice again. When your mind is struggling with lies, when your emotions are feeling lies, when your flesh desires lies, there's only one place in you where you can always find the truth. That's your spirit. Here's the problem. When it comes to truth, when it comes to speech, when it comes to speaking, your tongue is waiting instruction. When it comes to speaking, your tongue is waiting instruction. Where is it going to get it in you? Is it going to get it in a mind that's struggling? Is it going to get it in emotions that are feeling? Is it going to get it in a flesh that's desiring? Or will you learn to go to your spirit to give it instruction? So that's the first problem. It starts with us. Not out there, right here. Each one of us must find our voice of truth. There's only one place you can find it, your spirit. Your tongue is saying, "What do you want me to say, self?" The mind is saying, say this with these thoughts. The emotions are saying, say this because of how you're feeling. The flesh is saying, say this because this is what you're desiring. They're all saying, me, and you. Right? And unfortunately, we don't pause long enough to stay aware that there's only one place that we must let our tongue get instruction, our spirit. See, that's the problem. That's the first problem. We don't stop long enough to wait to speak to make sure that we're speaking from the right place inside us. We just blurt it out. That's why the Bible says, be slow to speak, quick to listen. This tongue is a powerful rudder in your life, and it is waiting for instruction from you. And God is screaming, hello! Find your voice again, church. You have a voice of truth in you. When the spirit of truth becomes your voice of truth that the fire of truth is released. You've got to find your voice of truth. And when you know it is your spirit where truth resides, to use your voice of truth, you got to know how to receive it. You got to know how to receive truth. This is a revelation of the spirit man. This is an important revelation of the spirit man. The church has forgot how to receive truth. It's forgot where to find it inside them, and it's forgot how to receive it. There are so many lies in the wind that are confusing us. You did not receive the spirit of fear to religious duty, leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. See, this is the problem. You did not know how to receive truth, because you have to know how to receive truth to speak truth. See, this is the second problem, being aware of your spirit. You got to know how to receive truth to speak truth. I keep seeing people come back for the same prayer over and over and over and over. Give me another word. Give me another word. Oh, I need another word. They've gotten 100 words, but they need another word. Because they haven't deposited the word they received in the right place. So they keep, I need another word. I need, oh, will you give me a word, please? Give me another word. You've gotten 8,000 words, and you need another word? Faith without works is dead. It's because you're taking the truth and not putting it in the right place. This is where the battle gets very personal. See, when a word is spoken to you, it's not truth when it's spoken. It has to be energized by Holy Spirit in your spirit, and it becomes truth. And the lies in disguise is the spirit of religious duty. And the truth is the spirit of full acceptance. So this is how you know if you've received a word in the right place in you. Whether the truth has got to your spirit. See, you've got to let the word get to your spirit. It has to get past your flesh. It has to get past your mind. It has to get past your feelings so that it can be deposited in your spirit so that it can become truth. The problem is we don't do a flyby. We do a land. We get a word, lands in our mind, lands in our feelings, lands in our flesh, most of the time it never makes it to our spirit. See, in your spirit is where you have the mind of Christ, the ears of Christ, the heart of Christ, the eyes of Christ, where you meet the voice of Christ in you. I'm going to teach about all those in your spirit. But this here is the word takes a stopover. When you let the word take a stopover in your flesh, you're battling on the rocky soil of your flesh, the pride of life, the lust. And you're battling it with your flesh. Before it's got to your spirit, when you're battling with your flesh, you know it hasn't reached your spirit. Or when you stop over and how you're feeling abandoned, you're feeling orphaned, you're feeling like nothing's gonna happen. If you let the word that you get into your feelings, it'll get so mixed up in your feelings. That's thorny soil. If you let that word get to your mind before it gets to your spirit, you'll wrestle with it, with what's not working, with not this is working, but not, and yeah, but this, and yeah, over that, right? You must not try to receive a word based on your flesh's desire, your thoughts, or your feelings. It will lead you back to fear. How do you know when it didn't get to the right place? When you sense a sense of religious duty? With a word that is spoken, okay, I got that word. I got duty, I got to go do it. No. You got to love it and let it love you. When the word is spoken, it is God wanting to give you a big bear hug, put you on his lap, run and play with you. Not for something. Do, I got to go do, I got to go do it, I got to, what I need to do. And if you're feeling guilty again, if you're feeling not good enough, that word that was given to you has gone to the wrong place. I feel so guilty. Well, the word's in the wrong place. You're letting it stop in the wrong places in you. I feel like I have a duty to, I've got something I got. Yeah, it stopped in the wrong places. By grace, you can never do enough. You did not receive the spirit of religious duty leading you back into the fear of never being good enough. Look, it's like looking for love in the wrong places. It's putting love in the wrong places in you. His word is his love. Let it go directly to your spirit first. That's the spirit man. That's why you must be aware of the spirit. That's where, because when you're aware of your spirit, it bears witness with his spirit, and then it's breathed into your life. Because the Holy Spirit lives in you. And when you let the word touch your spirit, regardless how you feel, regardless what you're thinking, regardless what you're struggling with in your flesh, no, yeah, but. No, yeah, if. No, yeah, what. You got to go all the way in before any thought, any feeling, any desire is allowed to consider it. Then you'll get it to the right place. And then he'll reveal truth in you. You received the spirit of full acceptance and folding you into the family of God. That's what you have received. When the word gets into your spirit, what will birth in you is acceptance. The fullness of the acceptance, listen, the fullness of his love is what gets birthed. And then from your spirit, truth, listen, truth in you, do you know what truth is in you? The fullness of his acceptance. The fullness of every way he accepts you as a son and daughter is when the word is deposited into your spirit, it bursts the fullness of how he accepts you and loves you. And from that place, you instruct your flesh, You instruct your mind. You instruct your feelings. Because now it's truth in you. You know that that word that you've been given is fully yours to take. You've been fully accepted by it. It's fully yours. It's now become truth when you let your spirit receive it in full acceptance. And here is the final point. When you know where to find it, when you know how to receive it, then you'll know how to use truth. You got to know how to use truth. Romans 8:15 tells us you'll never feel orphaned, for as he rises up within us, our spirit joins him in saying the words of tender affection. Listen, to use your voice of truth properly, let God rise up in you by speaking truth over everything. Speak truth over everything. I watched this interview with this young African-American lady, Candace Owens. She's 30 years old. Amazing believer, amazing young woman. And she's sitting in this interview. And across from her is what looks like a beautiful woman, absolutely beautiful woman. And the commentator is saying, I know you're conservative and you're, you know, you guys have different points of view and all of this. And it's good that we can just have an adult conversation instead of yelling at each other. And so I'm really glad. Candace, I'm going to start with you. Candace, the first thing out of her mouth, I just want to say to the listening audience, this is not a woman. That's a man that's across from me, a biological man that's chosen to look like a woman. That's the truth. A biological man is still a man, but the church has stopped using its voice. And I love you, she said, and I love you as a man. I'll love you. I will love you, but just know that the truth is you're a man. God made you as a man. Could you do that? Amen. We've lost our voice, the voice of truth. No truth, no freedom. We've lost our voice. We've gotten so concerned about the lies in disguise of love that we don't love enough to speak truth. We've lost our ability to. We keep the elephant in the room. Everybody knows what it is, but no one will speak truth. When you speak truth, listen. God rises up in you and joins in you, join in him. And what happens is the spirit of truth meets the baptism of fire in you. And the fire of truth is released. What happened in that moment in that interview was not what the enemy would have caused you to expect. As this young 30-year-old, I still will love you, but God made you a man. This man didn't go crazy on her, as what you would have expected. But boy, did he squirm and squibbish and... Where is God calling you to speak truth over lies? Where is he telling you? When you speak, the Holy Spirit joins you, and it is your spirit who speaks. When you speak truth, what has been revealed to you as truth in you, when that gets spoken out of you, your spirit is speaking. And Holy Spirit is joining you. And the spirit of faith, listen, becomes your faith. When you release the fire of truth. No release of the fire of truth. no growth in the spirit of faith. You cannot grow in faith if you do not speak truth. I can grow in faith. Just keep learning the word, saying the word, study the words, just study this thing. I'll grow in faith. No, oh, no, 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 no. If you don't speak out truth, your faith will not grow. Second Corinthians 4:13, but having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believe, therefore I what? Spoke. Then what happens? We also believe and we also spoke. If you don't speak out truth, your faith cannot grow in truth. You must speak it over your life. You must speak it over the atmosphere. You must speak it over the dry fields of weeds of lies over the souls of you mankind. They're over the souls of mankind. They're over. I just see the fields, just all these weeds, all these thistles among the harvest. All of these weeds, all of this overgrowth of lies that's supposed to be a stubble. The church has lost its voice. It's lost its voice of truth. That truth is in you, and it is your spirit that must speak it. It is your spirit that must speak it. I want to get the worship team, the entire worship team back up. We got business to do, loved ones. We need the fire again. I want to challenge all of you. Where is God? Where in your life is God calling you to release the voice of truth? Where in the people around you is God calling you to release truth? The revelation of what you know. Because here's the thing. God promises you when your voice of truth, when His voice of truth becomes your voice of truth, the fire of truth is released. Because wind produces fire. Wind produces fire. And this landscape is full of lies because the wind has not been released from our mouths. God uses His church to speak truth. Church, it's time to burn off the lies among the souls of man. It's time to burn off the lies in ourselves, in our families, in our cities, in our counties, in our state, in our country, off this region. It's time to burn off the lies. You have a voice of truth in you. You must find it. You must know how to receive it and then use it. Speak it. Speak it. God is calling His church for the voice of truth to become your voice of truth. Will you release the fire? Let's stand. God is calling you as fire starters. The wind of the Holy Spirit is growing inside of each of you right now. To be blown out as a truth so the lies can be burned off the ground and the lies in disguise will once again be defeated. See, because when the fire of truth is spoken by you, the gates of hell is not only torn down, it is burned down. It is burned down. It's time to burn it down. It's time to burn it down. I want to release a new fire, a baptism of fire over this place. I want to release it over this place. Yeah, 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 yeah. Let's sing. Let's worship. Let's worship. Worship.
Let your bride burn.
Worship, church.
Let your bride burn. Set us on fire.
fresh fire. Ask him all over this room as you sing. Do some business with God. He's talking to you all. He's talking all over this room. The rage in me.